Just want to continue with the same line. Someone said, the heart of the problem is a problem in the heart. So when there is a problem somewhere or with somebody, then this is an indication of there, that was a problem in the heart. And as we go through our lives, we pass through different tests or trials. The Lord is trying us, not that He wants to know what's in our hearts, but because He wants us to see what's in our hearts. I'm reminded in Deuteronomy 8, the Lord says, and you shall remember that the Lord your God led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you and to test you, to know what is in your heart. He wants us to realize what's in our hearts. So many times we have milk in the fridge. We're not sure if it is good or bad. So what do? We test it. It doesn't look, by looking at it outwardly, we cannot tell. But put this milk in some boiling water, and right away it will show the reality and the quality of this milk. And this is what happened, and this is what happens in our lives. The Lord allow us and guide us to go through different circumstances, different trials. And these trials test our hearts and reveal what's inside in our hearts. We saw here in Jehoshaphat, he started a very good start. But he had a fall or a weak point in his personality. When we look to his father, we find him, he made a treaty with Ben-Hadad, the king of Syria, against Baasha, the king of Israel. So we thought that he will realize the mistake of his father and don't do it. But he did the same mistake, but in the other way. Instead of allying himself with the king of Syria against Israel, he allied with the king of Israel against the king of Syria. So he tried to not to imitate his father by doing another mistake. So we can see in his life that he allied himself with Ahab, as we read in chapter 18. He allied himself with the son of Ahab, which his name is Jehoram, which is mentioned in 2 Kings 3, to fight against the king of Syria. And again, he allied himself with the son of Jehoram, Ahaziah, to make ships and to do business together, which is mentioned in 2 Chronicles 20, 35, and 36. A weak point in his personality, and he keep repeating the same mistake again. The Lord taught him a lesson, but whenever there is a weak in his spiritual life, he comes back to the same weak point. So again, the heart of any problem is a problem in the heart. We remember Solomon. He followed the Lord in the beginning, but it is mentioned about him that he loved many foreign women. They turned away his heart after other gods, and his heart wasn't loyal to the Lord his God. Yesterday, in the Arabic meeting in Willowdale, we were speaking about Abraham and Lot. And Abraham and Lot were tested with two trials. The trial of famine and the trial of riches. When they tried with famine, they went to Egypt. A picture of the world. And when they were tried with riches, there was a contention between their shepherds. And Lot went to Sodom and Gomorrah. So either riches or famine, it's a trial for our hearts. What we will do? Will we stick with the Lord? Or this trial will take us away from the Lord? A man in the book of Proverbs, he realized the weakness and the wickedness of his heart. He asked the Lord this answer. Two things I request of you. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food allotted to me. Why? Because with poverty, with riches, I might be full and deny you and say, who is the Lord? When I am rich, I might rely on my riches and deny the Lord. But what will happen if there is poverty? I will steal and profane the name of my God. How wicked and weak and prone to go astray our hearts. But as we learn from Jehoshaphat, the weakness and the wickedness of our hearts, may we stick to the Lord and follow Him in all circumstances. May the Lord help us to watch our hearts with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life.